KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some sprinkles or light rain, and it's 57 degrees. We look forward to mostly cloudy and windy today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 71. A flash flood watch is in effect for Cass and some area counties until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. That flash flood watch in effect until 1 p.m. for Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, where anywhere from 1 inch to 1.5 inches could fall in a narrow corridor from southwestern Iowa through central into northeastern Iowa. Some isolated areas of an excess of 3 inches of rain is possible, and that may result in flooding of low-lying or poor drainage areas and ultimately dangerous flash flooding. So again, if you see water crossing a road, turn around and don't drown. Well, storms blowing through Nebraska and Iowa last night packed winds of up to 70 miles per hour and heavy rain. No serious damage or injuries were reported as of this morning, though. The National Weather Service is a trained storm spotter, recorded an estimated 60-mile-per-hour gust of wind 2 miles southeast of Glenwood at around 8:45 p.m. Tuesday. Elsewhere, just before midnight, a large willow tree was blown down about 3 miles west of Magnolia in Harrison County. At around 10:30, 56-mile-per-hour winds gusting 3 miles south-southeast of Harlan. At 9:37, a train spotter in Griswold reported winds of 65 to 70 miles per hour. And at around 9:15 p.m., a 60-mile-per-hour wind gust was recorded 6 miles east-southeast of Henderson in Montgomery County. The Iowa State Patrol is reporting just a few minutes ago that there was a fatal accident in Adair County last night on Interstate 80 at mile marker 74. Officials say a 2019 Freightliner semi driven by 52-year-old Jaspal Singh of Sacramento, California, was traveling eastbound on I-80, and again at around 11:23 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle swerved off the road and entered the south ditch. The semi then rolled over after entering the ditch. The crash is under investigation by the State Patrol. The driver of that vehicle, Jaspal Singh, was injured and transported by Adair County EMS to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. His passenger, 26-year-old Jagit Singh of Madera, California, was died at the scene of that crash. He was not wearing a seatbelt. A semi-tractor trailer hauling ag equipment rolled over Interstate 80 westbound in Cass County Tuesday evening. The accident, which was first described as having involved multiple vehicles, happened around 7 p.m. Authorities say the semi struck a guardrail before flipping over and sliding down a grassy embankment between the I-80 westbound off-ramp to exit 64 and Cass County Road N-28. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Tyler Shields told KJAN News last night there were no injuries. Additional information, though, is currently not available. In addition to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa State Patrol, along with the NEDA and Wyota Fire and Rescue, responded to the scene of that accident. A traffic stop at around 8:40 p.m. Tuesday in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest on an OWI first offense charge of 30-year-old Holly Irene Gross from Red Oak. Gross was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on an undefined cash bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health COVID-19 dashboard today shows 7 people have died from the virus over the past 24 hours for a total of 629. Of the 201,626 tests that have been completed, 22,430 Iowans tested positive for COVID-19, an increase of 253 since Tuesday. Those who have tested negative number 178,800, an increase of 8,165 to date. The number of Iowans who have recovered from COVID-19 continues to improve at 13,524 as compared to 13,277 on Tuesday. 245 Iowans are hospitalized with the virus, 73 are in an ICU, 20 were admitted over the past 24 hours, and 49 were on ventilators. And with the exception of new hospital admissions, the rest of those numbers are all down from yesterday. Long-term care facility outbreaks are also down to 38. The number of long-term care staff patient testing positive for COVID-19 is down 107 to 1,454. Those who have recovered at those facilities amount to 794, and 312 have died, which is an increase of 3 since Tuesday. In RMCC Region 4, which is southwest and western Iowa, 6 people are hospitalized with COVID-19, 2 are in an ICU, none were admitted yesterday, and 2 are currently on ventilators, and those stats are also down from Tuesday. You can see the county-by-county breakdown of the number of positive cases and the number of persons recovered. The same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Officials with Pottawatomie County Public Health yesterday afternoon said there were 25 new cases of COVID-19 in that county. 2 are from Carter Lake, the rest from Council Bluffs. 7 were EpiLinked, and the others have been tested between May 27th and June 6th. The state's COVID-19 dashboard yesterday showed 4,762 Pott County residents tested for COVID-19, 383 testing positive, And a total of 403 COVID-19 cases, including EpiLink, were reported by the Pott County Health. A total of 234 persons in Pott County have recovered from the virus. 6 were hospitalized and 178 were self-isolating. 113 of the positive cases were the result of community spread. In the funeral announcements, Berdine Chandler, age 85, of Adair, died Saturday. A memorial service for Berdine Chandler will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery north of Casey. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Lynette Steele, age 59, of rural Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lynette Steele will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. James Langston, age 73, of Stewart, died May 27th. Memorial services for James Langston will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michael Gregg, age 50, of Huntington, West Virginia, died May 29th. Funeral services for Michael Gregg will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Marilyn Inkin, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Marilyn Inkin will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dean Fike, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Public graveside services for Dean Fike will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Robert Hoffman, age 78, who's formerly of Audubon, died June 6th in Cedar Falls. A memorial service for Robert Hoffman will be Friday at 1:30 at the Dahl Van Hove Schoof Funeral Home in Cedar Falls. Marvel Chapman, age 74, of Des Moines, died May 31st. Public graveside services for Marvel Chapman will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pleasant Grove Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Mabel Buboltz, age 97, of Walnut, died March 15th. Graveside services for Mabel Buboltz will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Charlotte Bierbaum, age 65, of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Charlotte Bierbaum will be this coming Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosemary Davidson, age 81, of Seymour, Indiana, and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rosemary Davidson will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. David Sargent, age 50, of Harlan, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A celebration of life for David Sargent will be held July 25th at 10 a.m. Shelter number 2 at Prairie Rose State Park in Shelby County. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Larry Willie, age 77, of Waukee, died June 2nd. Private family graveside services will be held for Larry Willie at a later date in the Richland Township Cemetery near Bagley. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.